says Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. The Uniform Civil Code, UCC, will come to force in Uttarakhand from today, making it the first state to implement such a law. Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami said that all preparations, including rule approval and official training, are complete. UCC aims to standardize personal civil laws, ensuring equal rights for all citizens. Mr. Dhami said under the UCC, an attempt has been made to bring uniformity in all laws related to personal civil matters that discriminate on the basis of caste, religion and gender.
आजादी के बाद पहला राज्य होने का गौरव देवभूमि उत्तराखंड को मिल गया है कि हम सभी के लिए जन किसी का लिंग का भेद नहीं होगा, किसी जाति का नहीं होगा, किसी पंथ का नहीं होगा, किसी समुदाय का नहीं होगा और हम सबके लिए एक समान कानून जो भारत संविधान के अनुच्छेद 44 में जिसका प्रावधान है उसको हम यहाँ 27 जनवरी 2025 में लागू करने जा रहे हैं.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has thanked the world leaders for their wishes on India's 76th Republic Day yesterday. Responding to a social media post of French President Emmanuel Macron on the X platform, the Prime Minister said that Mr. Macron's presence last year on the 75th Republic Day was indeed a high point in both nations' strategic partnership and enduring friendship. Mr. Modi added that he looks forward to meeting him at the AI Action Summit in Paris as both leaders work together for a better future for humanity. In response to a social media post of Ireland Prime Minister Michael Martin, Mr. Modi said that he is confident that the enduring bonds of friendship between India and Ireland, based on the shared trust and belief in democracy, will continue to strengthen in times to come. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will be on a three-day visit to UAE starting from today. During the visit, Dr. Jaishankar will meet the leadership of UAE to review the close partnership between the two countries and explore avenues to further enhance the bilateral relationship. In a statement, the Ministry of External Affairs said that the visit will provide an opportunity to advance the comprehensive strategic partnership between the two countries and add a new momentum to the relationship. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal will be on a two-day visit to Muscat in Oman for the 11th Joint Commission meeting from today. During his stay, Mr. Goyal will hold talks with Commerce, Industry and Investment Promotion Minister of Oman, Qais bin Mohammed bin Musa Al Yusuf. Both the ministers will hold wide-ranging discussions on trade, investment and the global economic situation. The Border Security Force, BSF, said that it has neutralized 5 Pakistani intruders at Punjab border and apprehended 30 Pak nationals during infiltration from Pakistan into the Indian territory during the last 1 year. During an interaction with media at Amritsar last evening, Additional Director General BSF Satish Khandare said that the force also apprehended 101 Indian smugglers as well during the same period. Accompanied by Inspector General BSF Punjab Frontier, Dr. Atul Fulzile, Mr. Khandare informed that the border force has also seized 301 kgs of heroin, recovered 319 Pakistani drones, 40 weapons of various calibers and more than 375 rounds of ammunition. Jharkhand police has achieved success in curbing cybercrime by arresting 6 cyber criminals from Jamtara district of the state in a vigorous action being taken by Superintendent of Police Intesham Wakarib of Jamtara. 6 cyber criminals involved in the crime have been arrested. In a press conference, Mr. Wakarib said that these criminals have formed a gang across the country and have committed a total cyber fraud of more than 10 crore rupees by misappropriating and breaching data from the government bank accounts. Benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty were trading lower due to heavy selling pressure in the afternoon trade today amid weak global cues and ongoing foreign outflows. The 30-share BSE Sensex said 711 points or 0.93% to 75,479 and the NSE Nifty 50 dipped 234 points or 1.01% to 22,859 when reports last came in. And with that, we end this news bulletin.